Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for clicking that play button. Kind of fighting a cold here, so excuse the really nasal sound. So, but anyways, today we have a very special guest. Joe Lou was over. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's going to yell at me right here in a second if I got it wrong. So, from the Hippie Speedball Podcast, Hippie Joe, that's what we like to call him, Hippie Joe. So, without further ado, let's do this.
What's up, man?
What's going on, my guy? Yeah, I can see you.
And it's lobe, by the way, like ear
lobe. Lobe, okay.
Lobe, yeah. Yeah, like, and lobe is both German and Jewish, so that means I like beer, and the next round's on you.
That's right.
Thanks for having me, bud. Good to see you again.
Yeah, not a problem. So to those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm Joe from the Hippie Speedball Podcast, the host, creator, producer, all that fun stuff. It's a cannabis culture podcast where we just drink coffee and smoke weed with really dope people. And my buddy Dan is, you know, one of those dope people. Super excited to be here. Always a great time to come on the Dan Lovely Show, my friend. It's good to see you.
That's right. The Dan Lovely Show. It's a great show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyways, are you smoking anything right now?
I just smoked a blunt of some purple Hindu Kush. It's fucking hit me super hard. I just did a podcast earlier today with Scooter Rogers. That'll be dropping next week, along with your new episode too. Actually, it'll be dropping next week. Yeah, it's a fun one. That was a good time. But I got Scooter lit.
Nice.
He had to stop towards the end. He's like, "Bro, you fucked me up, man." It was awesome.
That's what I miss about, like, I don't know. I've only done a couple, but the in-person interviews is that you can actually sit there, get high with the person that you're physically. Obviously, we can do this over the internet too, but it's just something about being there physically.
Yeah,
being like, you know, just, you know, sharing energy and conversations and stuff.
Most definitely. Yeah, it definitely has like a different vibe, whatever you're in person and stuff. But, you know, like here, hopefully in the next year, I want to take the podcast on the road. And one of my stops will be Michigan over with you, so we can bust out an in-person podcast.
That's right.
Get super, super baked together. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, dude, I'll take you to some dispensaries around here, too. That'd be great.
What's that?
Well, I can take you to some dispensaries around here, too.
Fuck yeah, bro. I want you to show me all around. Yeah, dude. I want you to show me all around for sure. I can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll make a little tour out of it. Yeah, there's a lot of grow facilities around here, too, that are just amazing. You can walk into it, you're just like, wow. Some of the places in there are like off limits because of, like, you know, I don't want to say it's not copyright, patent pending. There we go.
Patent pending
stuff in there, so they won't let you in some certain places, but you can still go check out the plants.
Oh, kind of like they're still waiting for their license and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, no, they have like just some machinery and stuff like that, and maybe some like designs. Like the,
oh, I see, I see. Gotcha.
Some patent pending stuff.
So secret tech and stuff like that.
Your ideas. That's right.
Oh, okay. I see. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that would be cool to check out, though, whenever we can. I'm excited. Freaking, that would be dope to see a Michigan spot. And I got some other peeps that are out in Michigan too that are actually growers. The guy I had on the podcast, Lotus.
Okay.
You've seen that one where we were at the farm and shit. It was from a while ago. Lotus is actually out in Michigan now.
Oh wow.
Yeah, super fucking dope, dude. I'll try to connect you two together, man. Maybe you can have him on the show. Really great fucking guy.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
hell yeah, bud.
Yeah, I smoke a lot today. I've been like chiefing all fucking day because I'm sick. Too. Yeah, because I'm sick. So whenever I'm sick, I just like I chief a lot.
Mm-hmm. So
I get the glazed over look. Faces have gone. It's all great.
Well, hey, that's perfect, man. That's the way to do a podcast together. Right. I've been getting high a lot today. I smoked before I even did the podcast, and then I smoked with Scooter and his bud, and then I just smoked the one that I just did now. So I smoked like four or five blunts today.
I just use my vape pen. This is
nice.
It's convenient.
Yeah, for sure.
They're great because they're convenient and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyways, let's get into your podcast. Let's get into podcasting. Why podcasting?
Well, it kind of started just like, I mean, it has a really weird origin because I never really intended to start my own podcast. Originally I got turned on to podcasting from a couple old friends of mine, and I was helping them start their show. And since I have an audio background, I mean, you could see this over, you can see my mixer and shit back there. And I have an audio background, I'm a musician, and they didn't know how to run a soundboard or how to make their podcast sound good. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll just run the board for you guys. And I just kind of tuned in and stuff, like, I mean, chimed in and everything like that. And we only did two episodes. But when I was helping them with their show, I was like, I was noticing how like structured and like rigid it was. Mm-hmm. And so when I was like, that doesn't seem like it'd be a lot of fun to do. It seems like it'd be like kind of defeat the purpose, you know? That's what it felt like to me. And so I thought it would just be really cool. And this was a couple of years before I even started the show, that it would just be really cool to start a podcast where you just drink coffee and smoke weed with really dope people. And then you would call it, you know, the Hippie Speedball Podcast. Official. Right. There we go. Everything's all backwards. But then you call it the Hippie Speedball Podcast, you know? And then a couple of years later, I started it with an old friend of mine. He just recently passed away, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Trey. We started the podcast together, and then he left, and I just kind of continued to do it. And then it just kind of grew just by itself. Like, I wasn't even expecting people to fucking like it. And then next thing I know, people are digging the show, and then here we are. it's been just over 2 years now, which is crazy to think about that was all 2 years ago. But, you know, I never really intended to start one, but it was, you know, it just kind of happened. And I'm so excited because I took a long break from social media before I started the show. So this was a good way to kind of like reintroduce myself back into society, because I don't really speak social media language. You know, it's not my fluency. So, but I speak conversations. So I was like, all right, cool. If I did a podcast, this was kind of a way to do that. Like, I never even had an Instagram until I started the show. I never fucked with Instagram, never even knew how it worked or any of that sort of shit. And so and now here I am, man. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a cool journey. Yeah.
You're rolling strong on Instagram though, aren't you?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm doing okay for sure. I'm still less than 100 posts. I think I posted like 90 times, I think. So I'm like just under 100 posts, but I don't really put much effort into it. I want to put more effort into it, but it's just, you know, just doing the podcast and running my own life is hard enough in itself, let alone making clips and all this other kind of shit. And it's just like, you know, I can't wait to be able to hire a person for that shit.
Right. When you're juggling like 50 hours of work, a 50 hour work week plus a family, it's kind of hard to make clips and TikTok videos.
That's the last thing on your mind. Like,
exactly.
I'm trying to be a fucking dad, man. I just want to budget time for my family and then still have time for my fans and my podcast, you know? And then you have to try to find that balance. And then people are like, oh, you got to do this, and you got to do this, and you got to do this, you got to do this. And it's like, dude, I just want to fucking smoke weed and drink coffee with dope people, man. That's all I want.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah. Simple. I'm a simple man.
I don't need all this Instagram and Facebook mumbo jumbo.
I hate how necessary it is, though, man. It pisses me off how necessary it actually is. Like, that's what really sucks. You know, it's like this. It's like you kind of can't avoid it. Like, you know, you have to kind of do it. But I also look at, like, for people like us, for podcasters, Instagram is more of like a, it's more of like a billboard and a resume. That's really just kind of what it is. It's like a podcast LinkedIn account. You know, it kind of shows like what your body of work is, who you're affiliated with, and all this other kind of stuff. That's the way I just kind of look at it. So someone's just like, oh, okay, well, this person's had this person on the show, so I could probably do an interview with them, you know, whenever you reach out to a guest or something like that, you know, and then just have a little body of your work and everything. But no, it's been going pretty well, man. The growth has been all right. I'm at like just under 1,500 followers, I think, right now. So it's like not so bad.
My Instagram is, my Instagram account is shit.
Yeah.
I don't post on Instagram. I don't. Most of my followers are on Facebook.
So you're killing it with Facebook, though, man. Yeah. I was gonna say you're slaughtering on Facebook.
Well, I wouldn't say slaughtering, but yeah, I have like over 1,000 followers on Facebook. And
compared to me, you are.
Yeah. But then there's other people that are beyond me that are just, I'm just like, damn, one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever those times come, you know, just want to keep doing our thing, not put too much thought into that. That's whenever things start to get not so fun. You know,
just try and have fun. Stop looking at your analytics.
100%. 100%. Just consistent dope content is all I'm really worried about. You know, if I have one episode that gets like, you know, fucking like 1,000 fucking views, like, or 1,000 plays in the first like week it's out, great. Mm-hmm. If I have another one that, you know, gets 7 views in the first week it's out, I don't fucking care. It was still a dope episode. You know, that's, I was just coming in here to have super dope content. It's nice whenever you see, like, you know, the plays and, you know, you see everything start to pop up a little bit more and everything. But also, it's like, if you put too much focus and emphasis on that, it kind of, it kills why you started doing it in the first place.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't, yeah. Just try to have fun with it. That's all you can do. So yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I was actually thinking about getting a co-host because I have another podcast that I want to start that's in mind. It's in my mind right now. It's not, okay. I haven't put anything on paper yet, but I was just thinking, if I get a co-host, who can I get a co-host for? And you kind of popped in my mind too. Mm. I was just like, I don't know if he's into this type of stuff because it's like UFOs and aliens and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay. So yeah, like you and Drew BM like came into my mind. I was like, I could probably get one of these guys to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
With Halloween coming up and everything, it's like the perfect time to start something like that.
What's that?
With Halloween coming up and everything, it's the perfect time to start something like that.
Absolutely. I would definitely be down to do that, bro. Me and a friend of mine, we were going to be starting a podcast that was going to be like that too, but he's been just super busy and everything, and I'll just fucking do both, man. If you ever want a co-host to jump on, let me know, bro. I would definitely be down for that. Yeah, I'm actually going to be starting a new podcast next year myself.
Oh, nice. What's that called? Do you know?
So I'm actually going to call it the One Way Forward pod, or One Way Forward is what it is. So basically it's like, you know, I've been in a lot of situations recently in my life to where my back was literally pushed completely against the wall. And the only way that the only direction I had to go was forward. It's like the only other place was to go was down, and that wasn't an option. So I had to push forward. So I want to interview people that have kind of been in, like, I have like a few people in mind that have like been in that position to where it's like their backs were totally against the wall and they could only drive forward, you know, entrepreneurs, athletes, influencers, and anybody really that kind of catches my interest that I want to reach out to. So it's going to be kind of like motivating, but a lot of hard truths, a lot of, you know, realistic stories, and a lot of just saying like, hey, dude, like, you know, life sucks. This world is really terrible right now, but like, you are the only one that can fix what's going on. You know, right. It's like, you know, it's like a lot of people don't realize that they're kind of waiting for a savior to come into play. But it's like, that's not the way it works. You know?
No. Yeah. I'm a firm believer that if you can't win the lottery, if you don't buy a ticket, but there's a million other people wishing the same thing. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. You know,
and only fish in the pond. There's a bunch of other little ones swimming around. They probably need.
Yeah, most definitely. And a lot of people, they just like, you know, and this world is like the last couple of years. I mean, like this, everybody just feels so beaten down, you know, everyone's just feeling so like defeated and deflated. And it's just like, people didn't know. It's like, nah, dude, like, we got this. Like, don't take any guff from these goddamn swine. Like, we got this shit, you know? And so a lot of people need to hear those sort of messages and say, it's like, hey, dude, you need to keep pushing forward. Like, you need to fucking start, you need to crunch your knuckles, and you need to start swinging. Because right now you're completely on the ropes, and you better fucking start pushing forward, because otherwise shit's not going to go well, you know? Right. And people need to hear these sorts of messages. And I got like a handful of people that I'm going to reach out to be like the first few episodes doing it. And I was thinking about doing it like kind of like a series. I was going to take like the Netflix approach for it. And I was thinking about like just actually recording a bunch of episodes at once and then just dropping them at once. Like, and then so
all at once?
Yeah. Just like a whole season on Netflix, you know? So it's like record like 10 episodes and then just block them all out. And then on one day, just boom, drop them all. And then you can have all that other time to post clips and just keep like, you know, pushing people towards the content while you're recording the next series of episodes. I was thinking about taking that sort of approach with that.
That's not a bad idea, really.
Right?
I have another friend that's a podcaster out there that does that. He'll record like 10, 15, maybe 20 episodes, and then he'll just drop them all at once.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then I have the next 6 weeks to concentrate on the next 15 to 20 episodes. And it was like,
yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But also people these days, like the concept of syndication is kind of like slowly dying, you know, where it's like the same day every week or just once a week or something like that. People like to binge, like, you know, because I've noticed that, like, whenever I would drop like a bunch of episodes at once, my fucking plays would just go like through the roof.
Yeah.
But then if I would just do one at a time, then, like, you know, even like the plays per episode would be higher for some reason. I think it's like people know that they have all this to go through. So, like, okay, cool. I'm just going to start and then I'm going to work my way through it. You know? So it has that binge kind of Netflix approach to it.
Yeah. I think like streaming services kind of ruined that for everyone now, because now I won't even watch a series on Netflix if it's not over four seasons.
If it's
not over four seasons, I'm not watching it. Like, I'll wait. Oh. I'll wait down the road. I'll binge watch it down the road. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Insane. Most definitely. Have you seen the new Cobra Kai?
I did. Yes.
Bro.
Big Karate Kid fan. All right. Cool.
Dude, Cobra Kai is the shit, man. Like, that is like one of the most perfect shows on TV right now. I love that fucking show.
I do like how they're bringing all the old characters back though, too.
Right.
I really never did anything after the Karate Kid. So.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's all the same people. Like, yeah. I remember being so excited when Terry Silver came back, and like when they had freaking Chosen come through. I fucking love Chosen. Chosen's one of my favorite characters. He's so fucking hard.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the new season, spoiler alert.
I haven't seen the end of the new season, so don't say anything yet. I haven't finished it yet.
I won't say nothing then.
Thank you.
Cobra Kai is one of the ones where I'll binge a whole season in a day.
Yeah. We were working on that, but we've just been freaking so caught up with so many other things and stuff. Like, and first things first, I had to watch the new Monsters on Netflix. You checked that out?
No, I haven't.
Bro. Are you like a Monsters fan? Like all that stuff?
I know about the Monsters, but no, I wasn't.
Okay. Then like, you might still enjoy it. I'm not sure, but
Mr. Ed.
What's that?
I was more of a Mr. Ed type of guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was definitely Munsters and Addams Family for sure. Like, that was my shit, especially the Munsters. Like, and it's funny because I remember my friends like treating me like I was weird because I liked that sort of stuff. And now it's all like mainstream, which is funny, you know. But it's Rob Zombie did the Munsters. So I knew that it was going to be fucking golden, you know. And it's fun. Oh, it's so dope. I love it.
He did the new one on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to watch it then.
Yeah, and Sherry Moon Zombie plays Lily Munster, and she kills it. Like, she's in
every single one of his films.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, not only is she a good actress, but she's super hot. So yeah, she's like, she's why
kinda,
not?
Yeah, yeah, she's kind of hot for her age, I guess. I take it. Why not? Yeah, like, for sure. House of a Thousand Corpses was like all-time greatest horror thriller movie ever.
It was amazing. It was just one of the corpses.
The opening scene where he just has the cop on his knees and it just pans out forever. And then all of a sudden he goes,
I love that shit.
Like a minute of panning out.
I'm like, the whole he's like, fuck your mama. Fuck your grandma. It's like, most of all, fuck you. He's like, damn it. He's like, got blood all over my best clown suit. I love that. I love the whole series. Like, the whole series on the Firefly family is fucking dope.
Yeah, like, The Devil's Rejects is pretty good, too. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Devil's Rejects is dope. Like,
where you
kind of
feel bad for, like, the serial killers that you hate in the first one.
Dude, that whole ending scene though on Devil's Rejects where they do Freebird, like where they're fucking charging at the cops and shit. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. What a great fucking scene.
There's another one that came out like somewhat recently too.
Yeah, Three from Hell.
Three from Hell, yeah. I watched that once.
Yeah, I saw parts of it. I haven't watched all of it yet. I saw parts of it, but I'm a huge Rob Zombie fan. I love Rob Zombie. His Halloween remake was so good. Like, it was so good. The second one was pretty good too, but the first one was so fucking awesome.
The second one was kind of shit, I think.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. It was kind of shit. It wasn't as good as the first one, but I wasn't expecting it to be, you know? There's only one film series I can think of that is really, like, the second one is the best one, and that's Terminator. Like, Terminator 2. Yeah, Terminator 2, the one with freaking the liquid metal guy. Like, that one, best one. Best Terminator movie. It's one of the very few series where the sequel, it just fucking knocks the first one out.
I like the first one is where... No, that was the third one. That was T2. T2 is with Edward Furlong, right?
Yeah. That was the one with Edward Furlong.
He ruined that movie for me. He absolutely ruined that movie for me.
Why is that?
Edward Furlong. The screaming. The cast of screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, phew.
Yeah. He did have like that, you know, mid-puberty kind of like squealing kind of scream. I could see that for sure. But yeah, when I was like screechy. Yeah, when I was a kid, though, like, dude, fucking, I wanted to be John Connor so bad. Like, just to freaking ride around on dirt bikes, steal credit card information, hang out at the arcade, and you find out that you're the one that's going to lead the resistance. Like, fuck yeah, I want to be John Connor. Like, that was my epitome of what cool was. Him and Johnny Depp from Crybaby were, I thought was, like, the coolest fucking thing to be.
Yeah. Crybaby's also a good movie.
That's a great underestimated movie. Yeah. You don't really find many people that know about that one.
No, it's the part where she's drinking her tears. I was like, ooh. Like,
what are you doing? So corny. I love it. It's so cheesy. And it's supposed to be cheesy. That's what's so great about it. Fucking like, hatchet face. I love hatchet face.
Yeah. Hatchet face. we had a girl at where I used to work, she looked like hatchet face. It was funny.
Oh, really?
Hilarious, yeah. Yeah, she knew about it too. It was great. She played along. It was awesome.
Oh, that's what's up. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Crybaby is a very good movie. Very underrated movie, though, too.
So underrated. It's a John Waters movie.
John Waters. Yeah, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast while I was at work. And I was listening to the Quentin Tarantino episode.
Oh, I love one.
I guess Quentin Tarantino's only making 10. Movies?
Yeah.
I thought he's made more than 10. I thought he's made well beyond 10. But apparently he has like 3 more movies to go. I'm like, he's only directed and produced 7 movies?
Yeah. Well, I think it wasn't Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Once Upon a Time in Hollywood his 9th movie? Does he only have one more to go?
It might have been because, it was a while back where he was on the Joe Rogan podcast. So, it was probably 8 or 9, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was on.
No, they were talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So yeah, it was fairly recent.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll have to freaking double check for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of cool though, because I mean, just like that's a good resume, just 10 movies, you know, and then just freaking so because he's still going to produce and do other things. He's just not going to direct anymore. Right. I hope he makes a gangster movie like he was talking about on the podcast, like how he was talking about how he wants to potentially make like an old fashioned gangster movie.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be cool.
That's one thing he's missing. I think that's the only thing he's missing. Because he's had like gangster elements and like noir elements to a lot of his movies, but he never really did like a full on like gangster movie. And that would be probably one of the greatest movies of all time.
Right. But I don't know. I think he likes to use like the history, like the past and stuff like that in his movies a lot. And yeah, I don't know what kind of mob or gangster. I guess he could do something like that with the Italian mob, almost.
Oh,
like
for Irish sure.
Type of thing.
It would be something like that. It would be something with the Italian mob for sure. I think it would be like
Hanging out outside Crenshaw.
What's that?
I don't see him hanging out in Crenshaw like directing a movie.
I could.
Compton.
I could see that. I think he would be welcomed with open arms. For sure. But if he did like, you know, something around like the 1970s New York, like sort of scene, like that would be really cool because there was a lot that was going on in the 70s. Cause that was like the Jimmy Hoffa period, and that was the Lufthansa heist from Goodfellas, and there was a lot of stuff that was going on in the mob in the '70s. And like, he can even put like, do you watch Michael Franzese, his YouTube channel?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, you've got to check out Michael Franzese. He's an ex Columbo guy who he ran this gas tax scam, and he fucking defrauded the government for millions of dollars for taxes. And he went to prison for like 10 years for it and shit. But he actually got made in the 70s on Halloween night. They're making a movie or a series about his life right now. But it even like had elements of him and stuff like that. And funny thing is Michael Franzese, he's actually a small, tiny part of Goodfellas. Like they mentioned his name once in there. Oh, and he has a story of when he saw it in theaters with his wife. His wife was like, no, this is just too close to home. I don't want to see this. It's just too real. It's too real. And he was like, don't worry about it. It's all good. Don't worry. And he's like, you don't have to worry. Like, they're not going to say anything about me or anything like that. And then there's a scene in Goodfellas where he's going through the bar and they're introducing all these different gangsters. And he's like, and then we had Michael Franzese. And then he's like, okay, let's go. And then he and his wife just got up and left. He's like, all right, you're right. Let's get out of here.
Was it a two-time Tony?
Yeah. It's like Jimmy Two Times or something like that. It's like, I'm gonna go get the papers.
Yeah,
that's my favorite movie of all time.
Yep. Yeah, of course. It always makes me want to do old things though.
Oh yeah, I feel that. I feel that 100% for sure.
Like that movie and Blow. I can't watch all the time either. Like,
yeah. I feel that for sure, man. Because I used to be a very different person. So sometimes that just like, I was like, ooh. it kind of triggers those certain memories.
So I remember those days and they were amazing.
They had their moments. They definitely had their moments. The part of Blow that gets me the most is whenever he goes to him with all that coke and he's like, what the hell am I going to do with all this? And he's like, sell it. He's like, okay, you come to me with 100 pounds of blow. And then next thing you know, he's like, 36 hours. I cannot believe we sold that in 36 hours. Yeah. It just shows them with a mountain of cash. Yeah. Like toasting each other. And then he's walking through the airport with a white fucking suit on. Uh-huh. I was like, that's so crazy. That's the part that gets me. And I'm like, ugh. Okay, I need to turn this movie off.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it could have been. That's the movie. The movie is that this movie is a guideline to don't get high in your own supply because it's all.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Luckily, I was never a cocaine guy, so I never had to worry about that. I tried coke a couple times. I didn't like it. And I was like, no, I'm good. I was always just weed and mushrooms.
Yeah, I was pretty bad in alcohol, and cocaine was a big part of that, too.
Oh, really? Oh, OK. I see.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were talking about you can't watch it from the user aspect of it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I used to sell drugs and do dumb shit. So that's why I was like, I can't watch that because it makes me miss making that kind of money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's where I was like, okay, I can't watch this anymore.
No, it's like the times I had when I was using it, it was great. When I didn't have it, not so great. Those are the times that I wanted to get past. It was just like, yeah, I can't live my life like this.
Just I'm glad you kicked that, man. That's dope. Fucking
time. So yeah, a hard habit to kick. You guys, rehab really works. So go if you need help.
Yeah, good on you though, man. Congratulations. That's dope.
Yep, alcohol free and coke free. But I just love weed. I love weed and I love life.
Oh yeah, weed is amazing. They call that California sober.
That's right. California. Yeah, that's why I always tell everybody. It's like sober-ish.
Yeah. It's weed, like, so. Well, what's funny though is a lot of people, even in like the sober communities, like don't even really consider weed. Like they're just like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, you know, that's like having a cigarette or something like that. You know, there's a lot of people that are like that for sure.
It's eventually going to get like that too, because I think Biden was talking about he's taking the federal level of marijuana down because as everyone knows, and federally, marijuana is right up there with heroin.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on state levels, it's not. So Biden was actually talking about getting those levels down. I was like, yeah, that'll happen coming election time. I don't talk about politics on the show, and I don't even follow him. But I just kind of just read this article, and I was like, yeah, he's going to wait 2 years. Watch.
Oh, no, for sure. For sure.
He's just, election. Watch.
Yeah. That's why I just it went like in one ear and out the other for me. And I was like, yeah, OK, whatever. Like, you know, but also what he said is he was like, oh, I'm going to pardon everybody in prison on the federal level for like for simple possession. I'm like, are there anybody in prison for simple possession? On the federal level? Like, is there?
Yeah, really. Like, on the federal level, you're not there. If you're in a federal fuck me in the ass prison, you're not there for petty shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, you know, right. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. And instead of like, all he was doing was like, oh, I'm just encouraging the states to do it. And I'm like, there's a lot of states that have been waiting to do this shit. It's on y'all, man.
Waiting on you, like, motherfucker. Like,
what the fuck do you want us to do?
Right, exactly. You were waiting on you.
Yeah, for real, man. Like
we've been doing this shit.
100%. Like, and there's freaking, like, yeah. And it's like, it's on y'all, because that's why, you know, dispensaries can't bank and everything like that, you know?
So you go, Ofer and Papa, Casey Griffin, thank you for the comments. Yes, we have smoked a lot of weed together, my friend. Yes, we have.
That's what's up. Hell yeah.
Yep. We used to get blown out. Me and this guy over here, we used to get blown out and go play basketball at Center Courts in Saginaw.
Nice.
Like high off our fucking asses. Like, it, nice. Like the first game, maybe the first two games were like a daze.
Hell yeah. That's awesome, bro.
But yeah. Good times. But anyways, what do you got going on for Halloween? You have anything going on?
I'm just going to be, throwing probably a little party here at my crib, on the Saturday before Halloween. I'm kind of getting some stuff organized right now. I'm actually going to be busting up. We haven't decorated yet. We're going to be decorating tomorrow, but, I'm just going to be throwing a little party and then taking the kiddo trick or treating. Same old. The neighborhood that I'm actually by, it's crazy because Halloween time, it's popping. Like, it's almost like it was in the 90s, bro. Like, the streets are just flooded and just with kids out trick-or-treating and shit. It's really, I was blown away. I remember the first year I took my daughter out of that neighborhood, and she got so much candy because I just brought her like a little bucket, and I was like, okay, it's probably not going to be that bad. I was so wrong, like, because like she got like this bucket, and then that was to the brim and full. My jacket pockets were full. My hoodie pockets were full. My jean pockets were full. And this kid had so much fucking candy. And so the next year, I'm like, all right, we're going old school. We're going to pillowcase. And then this year, we're going to do a pillowcase again because that kid freaking makes out like a bandit. Like, we have Halloween candy going into like March.
we have, last year we had a bunch of Halloween candy. Like, we just went around our neighborhood and it was,
Nice.
We went around our neighborhood last year, and it was like a half a pillowcase.
Nice, just that's awesome.
Just around the damn block. I'm like, why is people giving out so much damn candy? I remember when we had to go like 2 miles trick or treating just to get like a half a pillowcase, a quarter of a pillowcase.
Yeah, you got to go to them freaking those dense neighborhoods up in rich peopleville. That's where they give out like have all the dope ass candy and stuff like that. When we went trick or treating in 2020, there were these people that basically built like little chutes from their porch to the gate, like, and they would literally just have almost like a little gutter chute. They would just drop the candy in, and it would go into like a bowl on the other side, and then you would just grab it and put it in there. It's like there were a lot of people that were still tripping about the social distancing and stuff, and so they just made these little like chutes that just would come down. Into like they would over there be like, hey, put your bag there at the end, and then it would just shoot right into the bag.
Wow. They don't come in our gated community.
I know. Back out, you peasants.
Right. You don't belong here. Here's a candy go away.
Slums. You think you're a lion.
That would be hilarious. If I ever saw that, I would take that shoot. We were like, you know what? Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Just rip it out. I know, right?
Like that's some petty shit right there. Where you're so rich, you don't even want to make contact with the poor people. candy.
Right? I know. It was crazy though because they It was for 2020, you know, everybody was so tripped about everything and locked up and nobody wanted to be around other people. But for some reason, at least out here, Halloween time, everyone said, fuck it. Like, you took away our whole year. You are not taking away Halloween from us. Mm-hmm. And that's like basically what our whole town said. And they're like, fuck you. We're going to do this.
We're trick or treating. You can't take it.
Not Halloween, man. You can try to take away everything else. Don't you fucking touch Halloween. Like, October through the rest of the year is a great time. Don't fuck with that. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are all amazing fucking holidays.
When was the last time that you actually went trick-or-treating? Just, like, for candy, you, by yourself.
Like, me?
Not by yourself, but yeah. Like, all dressed up in a costume and everything.
Last time I did it dressed up in a costume, I think I was like 10. I think that's the last time I did it. And then there were some times where like me and some friends just being like little 13-year-old assholes, like we, you know, just went out and just went trick-or-treating like without costumes. And then whenever people were like, what are you supposed to be dressed up as? Like, I just told them, I was like, we're homicidal maniacs. They look just like everybody else. That's what I was saying.
That's the perfect costume.
We're your neighbor.
Yep. I put on my grandpa was a carpenter, and I'd put on like his like tool belt and stuff, and I'd be like, I'm a disgruntled carpenter.
Or there you go. Or you should put on the tool belt and then a shirt like with a button up with a tie, and then goes Tim Taylor from Home Improvement.
Oh, that would have been a good idea too.
Right, good old cheap costume.
We're not done trick-or-treating yet. Still at the age of 40, we're gonna do it. I'm just joking.
Oh yeah, there you go. Well, I take Juniper trick-or-treating, and she ain't eating all that candy, that's for damn sure.
Oh no. That's so much candy.
Yeah. She's gotta pay the dad tax. She's gonna learn how the government works at an early age. Be like, you worked really hard for this candy, but for no reason at all, I'm gonna go ahead and take 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how it is, too.
They're like, what the hell? Like, welcome to the world, kid.
Yep, I always take the Skittles.
Skittles and Reese's, man. That's my shit. Anything with Reese's peanut butter cups, forget about it.
I can't take his Reese's. He loves Reese's. I can't take his Reese's. I'm not that big.
Juniper loves Kit Kats and Twix. Those are her two favorites. And then any sort of like suckers, like Tootsie Pops or anything like that. She loves those ones.
The left or the right Twix?
What's that?
Is it the left or the right Twix?
I don't really think it matters. I don't think she gives a shit.
Reese's is
my shit. That's why Santa Claus every year knows to just bring me Reese's in my stocking.
All right, let's do this real quick. Let's make a game out of this. It's a spare the moment type of thing. Let's go top five Halloween candy. Obviously, number one's going to be Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be your number two?
Skittles.
Skittles, okay.
So Reese's, Skittles. I really love Smarties.
Ooh, Smarties.
Smarties I can get down on. Probably those like fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls.
The fruit ones?
Yeah.
The fruity ones?
Yeah, the fruity ones. I love those.
Okay.
And then I'd probably say Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, those Sour Patches are really good.
Mm-hmm. What about you, bro?
I would have obviously Reese's is number one. That's the go-to. My number two would be Snickers.
Oh yeah.
My number three would probably be Mr. Goodbar, the little miniature ones.
Oh yeah, classic.
Only
bro.
The miniature ones though. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Mr. Goodbar is really good. Then I would have to go Skittles and then Jolly Ranchers.
Mm.
I just like Jolly Ranchers because I don't have to do anything. They're just there.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's and like it's amazing for like an hour. Right, exactly. You just pop it in your mouth and you're good. You're good to go for like 20 minutes.
Just got a blue raspberry dip right here. Yeah, exactly. You're just spitting out blue spit. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
What the hell?
You're like, you know you could swallow that, right?
Right. Yeah, that's not actually chewable gummy bears.
Ooh, nerds. I forgot about nerds.
Yeah, nerds.
Oh, dude, I can get down on a million boxes of nerds. Also, I forgot about crunch bars, too. The little tiny crunch bars yeah. with a little rice in them.
Yeah. Not the crackle bars, the crunch bars. The
no, crunch. Bars. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're not going to go to the wish.com version of crunch.
Exactly.
Crackle bars.
Crackle bars. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck out of here with your crackle bars. I forgot about Mr. Goodbar, dude. I totally forgot about Mr. Goodbar. Here's so I have simple. A question for you, Halloween related. Yeah, so what was your favorite Halloween costume you've ever done?
Oh. I would have to say Edward 40 Hands.
Okay. Nice. Did you actually go full on Edward Scissorhands with it?
It was 40 hands.
No, I mean, like, did you have, like, your hair done up and the scars and shit like that on your face? Or was it
I just duct taped 40s
on
my hands.
You just duct taped the 40s on your hands? Yeah. Okay. Classic. Hell yeah.
I was never big into, like, we didn't have a lot of money when I grew up. So it was kind of everything I had was, like, a makeshift costume.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
If I was going to be, like, 1 year I was a wrestler and all I did was put on a tight pair of spandex and a t-shirt. And I was just like, nice. Yeah, I'm a wrestler. And then I put a sheet over my head and I was a ghost. You know,
there you go.
Like makeshift costumes like that. But yeah, I think I got more creative when I was mm-hmm. drinking.
Okay.
And the 40s came in handy. Why not?
Okay. Nice.
I would dress up as a pimp. So yeah, okay. Nothing like extravagant.
That's cool though. Hell yeah. That's what's up, bro.
No, not really. It's terrible. I hate Halloween. I don't like dressing up.
Well, get over it. Get into it, man.
I never liked it. Never.
Get into it. It's fun. I love it, man. I've come up with some really dope-ass costumes, and I've had some really good ones I've done with my girl, too. Like, the first year we were together, we did remember that show Recess?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went as TJ and Spinelli.
That's awesome.
It was perfect. And then we cosplayed it. Like, we make everything ourselves. We did 1 year. We went as Captain Boomerang and Katana from Suicide Squad.
See, and yeah, I never did any cool things like that.
Yeah, I'm such a huge nerd. I love that shit. I love it. And I think one of my favorites too that I've ever done is we were gonna do Beetlejuice and Lydia 1 year, and I had like the maroon tux and the maroon suit. She was gonna get like the red dress, but she wasn't able to get the red dress on time. So I just wore my suit and she just wore like a really nice dress that she had. And then we just did like Day of the Dead makeup like on our faces. And then we just dressed super fancy and then just did the makeup. It looked sick. Like it actually looked really fucking dope. It looked like we were going to attend like one of those like really ritzy parties. That's what it straight up looked like. It was awesome. When we went out that night, we got a lot of compliments on it.
Yeah. Have you ever did like a Halloween costume contest?
Yeah, yeah. We actually, when we went as TJ and Spinelli, we actually won a costume contest for that one. Nice. And then I won a costume contest the year before when I went to this Halloween party, and the theme was superheroes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go as anything that like anybody would expect, so I went as Quail Man from Doug.
Quail Man.
Remember the show Doug?
Oh yeah, where he wore his belt above his head and it stuck up like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally went as, dude, I went as Quail Man and it fucking ruled. Like, it was such a great costume. I found the perfect, like, green sweater for Goodwill. Like, literally that morning was when I decided on doing it. So I just went out and got all the pieces for it. I found this green sweater, just cut the sleeves off, and then I just took red marker and then I put the Q on there for Quail Man. And then I just got a red towel like he has. And then I bought myself like a cheap, like, $2 belt. And then I put it around my head and then had it going up and then I just cut it so it stayed up. And then I just got like some freaking white underwear because I don't ever wear that. So I just freaking took those and I put them over some cargo shorts. Dude, it worked perfectly. I remember what was funny is my friend was picking me up from a bus stop. And so I went into a KFC that was there at that bus stop. I was like, hey, can I use your bathroom real quick? And then they said, yeah. So I went in there and then I changed into my Quail Man costume. And I did that. I just came out. I mean, just wonder like what was going through their head that they see me go into the bathroom in normal clothes and then walk out with this. Like, what the fuck did we just see?
It's like, wait a minute. Wait a second.
Yeah. Like, wait, was that guy wearing a cape and underwear over his pants? What the fuck?
Right. Is that really happening?
Yeah. I have a dope picture. I'll send it to you. It's freaking great.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to replace the thumbnail with that picture of this.
It's just me in my Quailman costume.
Yep.
It's funny because that was like a good, like, fucking, like, that was like 40, 50 pounds ago.
Wow.
So I was a lot heavier too.
You should do an outline cutout, like do like a transparent background and put it on a shirt if you were the Quail Man.
Oh, that's a dope idea, bro. That's a really great idea, actually. I like that.
Yeah, it'd be great for merch.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, bro. I like your new logo a lot, man.
Yeah, it's good for right now. I'll come up
with it. It looks good, man. I think it looks dope. Where did you design it at?
I used a bunch of Canva, and I used like some other like apps and stuff to get the picture the way I wanted it and stuff.
So. Nice. I use Canva too. I love that shit, man.
Canva and Adobe is pretty much my go-tos for graphic designing.
Yeah, and it's cool because I like that you have the cartoon picture. I had I have one that's similar because actually a fan of the show, she actually turned me into a cartoon. Yeah, there it is. Yep. She actually turned me into a cartoon and sent it to me. And I was like, yo, I might just use this for the logo because it looks sick. Because it was on me in my leather jacket and shit. And I was like, it was perfect because I'm just like this in the picture. And I was like, it's a great, great image. And I have an artist I'm going to be talking to about potentially getting a new one made.
Oh, nice.
Like this fucking dope artist. He is so good. He used to sell me weed too. So I want to I want to try to keep the operations like inside like my circle, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if I have like a new job that's going to be popping up for the podcast, I would just train somebody how to do it.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
New logos are, I just like creating logos. So I have like five other logos that say the Dan Lively Show on it too. It's just a matter of time before I just start switching them out.
Have you thought about doing that to make some extra money, like some graphic design work?
Yeah, like the whole problem with that is I know what I like, so I know if I make something, it's going to be dope and I'm going to like it. But I am my own worst critic.
So yeah,
I can see myself over like a $20 logo making it over 100 times.
For sure.
And just redoing it. You know, and just be like, here, is this good? And then not knowing if it's good enough until they like message me back and saying, yeah, this is cool. And be like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, are you sure I can do something else? Blah, blah, blah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people. Like Linkin Park always says, we are those people that will sit in our studio and pick apart our songs and tell you why they are not good. Instead of bothering kick ass. So I'm that person. I don't know why.
Me too.
I just am. But I don't know.
That's how you progress. You know, you have to be like that. And then be able to take that constructive criticism you're giving you to yourself and then apply it in a more realistic aspect.
Mm-hmm. I do want to go back to school for graphic design though, but I think I'd just be wasting. I can't say it's a be wasted time because it wouldn't be because it's school. But I think I already know a lot, so I think it would be a little head start.
Yeah, for sure.
Head start.
So. I don't think you would need to go to school, man. I think you could just learn on YouTube, University of YouTube, bro. You know, or just buy yourself a book on graphic design, like, you know, what you would be using in the school anyway. You know, just start educating yourself. Yeah, I want a t-shirt that says that because I've majored in everything at the University of YouTube.
Right. That's pretty much how it is too. You can get so much more information online than you can at any school, any teacher, any classroom.
It also just depends on how the person likes to learn too. Some people they learn better when there's like a person saying this is the way it is. Some people learn better just by reading it and then trying it out, like, you know, just trial and error. That's how I learn. I learn best just by trial and error, just by doing it. Just keep doing it. So like, you know, like all the lessons you probably learned from podcasting. Little random problems that popped up that you don't really ever think about until you're in the mix of it and stuff like that. That's usually how I learned growth best.
Yeah, it's trial and error. That's pretty much how I learned too. I always say throw me to the wolves and I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It might be stressed out. I might be stressed out for about a week or two, but I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is. For real. 100%, because you got to, you know, got no choice. There's only one way to go, and that's forward.
Exactly. See, look at a podcast.
Forget about it.
Yeah. All right, John, I want to thank you for coming on and spending a little time with me.
Dude, thank you for having me, man. It's always a great time talking to you, bro. I love being on here. Shout out to the Dan Lovely Show.
That's right. Thank you again for coming on. Everyone, go check out the Hippie Speedball Podcast. Links are in the description below, as always. And any final words? Any final words, sir?
No, man. Just thank you for freaking having me on, bro. Shout out to you. Shout out to the whole Dan Lovely Show audience for hanging out. Shout out to your boy for tuning in and dropping off his favorite candies and, you know, tuning into the conversation. What up, Casey? And yeah, man, thanks a lot for having me. And anybody that ever wants to tune into the podcast, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Audible, anywhere you get podcasts, you can listen to it. Follow on Instagram at Hippie Speedball Podcast. And yeah, man, so great fucking seeing you, my friend.
Of course. Oh, as always, that's always, and it's always fun to see your friends that just kind of join in on your
podcast. Yeah. It's great. Right. That was awesome. I love that. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Like, yeah, it's great. Good times. All right. Thank you everyone for watching. Just remember, if you're out there searching the web, go to the dlshowmerch.com. Is it going to come up? Is it coming up? Hold on. There we go. The dlshowmerch.com. Go grab yourself some tea, support the show, and that's about it. Oh yeah, use promo code the DL Show to get 20% off. See, I'm so big. Can't be doing this all the time. We got to get better.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
Not a problem. All right, everyone. Love you guys. Stay up. Peace.